Hello, this is Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. I'm considering with you Acts chapter 20, verses 7 through 12. This is the account where Paul needs to leave Troas, where he is, the following morning. Troas is a city that is located, in today's terms, in the country of Turkey. Because he needs to leave, he's teaching late into the night. Now, an important part of the story is the fact that Luke tells us they're meeting in an upper room. We'll come back to that in a minute. And while Paul is teaching, a young man named Eutychus is sitting in a window. You have to picture a wide windowsill because the building has thick walls. Paul is speaking longer and longer into the night, and Eutychus begins to get sleepy. In fact, he sinks into a deep sleep, and the next thing you know, Eutychus falls out of the window and down onto the ground below. It's a long fall, and the impact, in fact, kills Eutychus. A very terrible tragedy. Paul rushes down and bends over the dead Eutychus and embraces him. Or, as it says in the New American Standard translation, Paul fell upon him. Or in the NIV, he threw himself on the young man. Luke could have told this story in any number of different ways, but he chooses specific words to use in order to draw our attention to similarities with similar miracles elsewhere in the Bible. So, for example, in 1 Kings 17, Elijah is lodging in an upper room. And when his hostess's son dies, he takes the child into the upper room, and he stretches himself out upon the child. Or in a similar story in 2 Kings 4, again in an upper room, Elisha brings the Shunammite woman's son back from the dead, in part by lying on top of him. Here in Acts 20, when Paul says, "Do not be alarmed," the words are the same as what Jesus said after he raised Jairus' daughter from the dead in Mark chapter 5. Luke is showing us that there's a pattern to the way that God works, that to raise people from the dead is something that God has been pleased to do throughout human history. The raising of Eutychus is part of a bigger picture. It illustrates God's work of new creation, of bringing life out of death. Perhaps the most important detail of all to notice is that this event happened, according to verse 7, on the first day of the week. They gathered on that day in honor of Jesus' resurrection. And so it's a call to us to commit ourselves to Jesus, for only in him can you and I experience new life. This has been Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.